Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. MeWe group, Facebook group, Discord server. That's right. Sorry, if my brain sounds fried, I didn't get a great night's sleep last night, tossing and turning. And then when I finally woke up around 6:30, I had trouble breathing. I had crackling in my chest, all that fun stuff that you don't want to have, especially when you're at a con. And after about, I don't know, once it reached about 8 o'clock and I realized it's not going to get any better, can't go back to sleep, maybe I'll do a local urgent care. Now, I got to say, it was a 5-minute drive from the hotel. It was great. You could have actually have registered prior online and they would give you a call 30 minutes prior to your appointment, but I was able to walk in first person, sign some paperwork, pay my copay, have my vitals taken, was seen by a doctor, and yeah, I was a good thing I came in, but it wasn't anything necessarily life-threatening. I mean, back in my head, I'm like, oh my God, what the hell do I have? She was asking me questions like, do you have seasonal allergies? And I was like, yeah, I do. Usually pretty bad. Well, she goes, it might not be hitting you in the sinuses right now, but it's giving you probably a little post-nasal. And it's going into your upper respiratory. Nothing in my lower. That was good. That was clear. But my upper respiratory. So, she gave me over-the-counter drugs. I have actually, and they're homeopathic, at least one is. And they are children's medicine. Go figure that one out. But I'm not complaining because if you heard me when I woke up this morning at 6:30, if you're hearing me now at 11:30 Saturday night, it's two different people. I didn't start feeling like myself, though, probably until about 7 tonight. I'm not saying I was feeling horrible. It's just that I was feeling drag my ass dopey. Do I have my game at 7 o'clock? Well, I got news for you. Now, I didn't schedule my scheduling. I asked for daytime, well, morning hours. And I guess everybody asked for morning hours. I got an afternoon session yesterday. I got an evening session today. The afternoon session yesterday, that was great. Full table. Had a great time. Table location was kind of clunky. You know, could have been better. Today, table location was perfect. I was like, oh my God, this is the fucking table to have. Only thing is, I had no players. Now, I knew already ahead of time, Joe the lawyer who came up yesterday, he was wiped. He was ass wiped. And he told me, I'm not going to be able to make the 7 o'clock game as much as I want to, but I'm going to give my ticket to Rach. So I was like, all right, that's fine. Which was, well, you know, whatever. We had one player show up. And this is not the first time. First time for me personally, I have to say, but not the first time this has happened. As a player, I've had this happen. As a GM, but as a player, because when you go to a convention and you go, even Thursday night games, Friday night games, you know, people arrive on Wednesday evening, Thursday morning. They've got that adrenaline rush. They're still going. But people start running down around Saturday. And Saturday night, the last night, people start asking themselves questions along the lines of, do I really have the energy? Am I going to be able to participate in this game in a worthwhile manner? Or would I rather, maybe I'm going to leave the con after the game? That was Joe's intention. He was going to drive back to Connecticut at the end of my game. Probably would have wrapped up around 10:15, but he was exhausted. Or you're staying at the hotel and you're just wiped out. So we had one player plus Rich and myself. We gave it to about 7:20, 7:25, and when all y'all showed, we took it to the hotel bar and pub. Not a bad thing to do, mind you. Why? Because we got to talk gaming. We got to talk gaming personalities. I didn't realize that I was talking to one of the, I guess, podcast hosts of the Glowburn podcast, the MCC podcast. That's actually pretty cool. I remember when it first came out, I was on my old phone. With my new phone, I've forgotten to transfer so many of the podcasts I used to listen to over. But then again, it's also on par with the fact that I'm now retired and no longer doing these long commutes on a daily basis. So, hey. Now, as I'm looking at this, my palm of my hand has small hives. So, Rach, I would say, yes, I'm having an allergic reaction. What do you think?
Antihistamine.
Yep. So I think my body's having an allergic reaction.
Are you allergic to the medicine that you
took? No, I think I'm allergic. I think my seasonal allergies and the cold are combining to get my hands little hives.
On the palms of your hands or the back?
On the palm, on one of them.
Oh.
I've been known to have that. I haven't had it this winter because, well, gee, New York City had a mild fucking winter. This, not so mild in my case, eh? But, yeah, I'm looking forward to putting my head down on my pillow and getting a good night's fucking sleep. And not waking up with a crackling chest. It's always, it's like, you always have like, yeah, man, his chest is cracked. That dead man's crackle. Well, not a good thought to have in your head when you wake up. But I'm glad it passed. And I'm glad it wasn't, you know. Even though the paperwork she gave me said, you know, upper respiratory infection, the infection was, at this point, allergies. It could progress. I will keep on top of it. I will take all my vitamins and my zinc. And I was joking, though, earlier on the blog side that con crud struck early. You know, maybe it did. I should take more vitamins. All right, folks, on that note, despite the trip to the urgent care, it's been a great fucking con. You really couldn't ask for nicer people to run it, better people to see at the con. The atmosphere is classic, relaxing, awesome. So that's going to be on my must-con list. Ooh. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.